Good morning. This is your daily Berlin briefing for June 23rd, 2017. Severe thunderstorms and wind gusts prompted the fire department to call a state of emergency yesterday afternoon. Firefighters were called to 130 weather-related emergencies within 2 hours. Train and plane traffic was also impacted by the weather situation. The Deutsche Bahn stopped service between Berlin, Hamburg, Hanover, Wolfsburg, and Magdeburg, a contributing reason being trees falling on power cables. Some planes were also grounded at Tegel and Schönefeld. In Kreuzberg, a tree fell on a car, injuring one person, and in Steglitz, several trees on one street were reported to have fallen over. Rain and storms will continue through this morning, but cooler and drier weather with temperatures around 22 degrees is expected for the weekend. Since June 16th, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg has a new designated area that protects low-income residents from social expulsion. The Südliche Friedrichstadt, close to Checkpoint Charlie, Berlinerische Galerie and Jüdisches Museum, hasn't been very popular with new renters in the past because of the industrial post-World War architecture. In the last several years, this has changed due to better access to public transportation and cultural institutions. In 2013, the average cold rent in this area was €6.19 per square meter, when the Berliner average was €5.45. This puts pressure on low-income households and affects many children, youth, and people with migration background, which is disproportionately high in this area. Milieu protection will help slow down modernizations and rises in rent. Special permission from the city is required to convert rented apartments to owner-occupied flats, and renovations and structural changes also have to be approved. Berlin has a total of 36 milieu-protected areas. 58% of all Kreuzbergers live in such spaces. According to a study of the Asam GmbH, the milieu protection has helped preserve the social structure in Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg. The water level at Weißer See in the north of Berlin has been consistently receding over the past several years. According to the Berliner Wasserbetriebe, this has to do with the falling level of groundwater and lack of rain. The tenant of the Strandbad Weißensee, Alexander Schuller, is considering converting the drying-out non-swimmer zone into a relaxation area. Schuller, together with a couple of restaurant owners, are planning a donation drive. In the drive, patrons will be able to buy 1 cubic meter of water for €3. The donation will then be used to pay the water company to refill the lake. The Weißensee shares the same fate as many waters in Berlin and Brandenburg. Often, they are remnants of the Ice Age and have no natural influx of water. The Fête de la Musique is facing an uncertain future. Organizer Simona Hoffmann is stepping back from the role. She has voiced frustration with the recurring difficulties in securing the funding, speaking of, quote, undignified begging. For the last 8 years, the Lotto Foundation took care of 70% of the €123,000 bill, but the sponsorship ran out. According to Hoffmann, the Berlin Senate promised to cover the complete funding and advised her to not request money from the Lotto Foundation. The Senate will not discuss the amount of funding until the budget discussions in autumn, however. The Fête de la Musique is free to the public and included 116 locations this year. Hoffmann imported the idea from France in 1995 when she organized the first festival, consisting of a refurbished former military truck with music equipment and 4 bands on board, and drove through the city. It has grown exponentially since then. The Green Market Berlin will open its doors again on Saturday and Sunday, but in a new location. The Green Market is a fully vegan lifestyle market, offering food and drinks, fashion, cosmetics, music, and workshops. More than 60 vendors will be offering their goods this year. The quarterly event will be taking place at Rheinbeckhallen in Schöneweide. Entry fee is €3, and kids under 12 get in for free. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. And if you like what we are doing, tell your friends and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.